Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
DJ Quick Nick in hour number two, starting off strong with a little Insane in the Brain. Cypress Hill.
Yep.
Well played, sir. Not anything more well played than the lead singer once being connected with Carmen Electra in more ways than one.
B-Reals? Is it B-Reals?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. But
why is that crazy?
He just doesn't look like her type.
What's her type?
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, I think it doesn't seem that crazy.
It used to be anyway. Dennis Rodman too, though. So yeah, I guess she's got a little. And Dave Navarro, right?
She's Insane in the Membrane. Yeah, Dave Navarro as well.
Yep.
Our standards are low, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So breaking news, people.
Oh, you have one.
Legitimately. Stephen A. Smith was right. I guess that's breaking in itself. He claimed from the get-go Darrell Revis would not be charged and the truth would come out. News has just broken. Darrell Revis will not be charged for his quote-unquote episode late in the wee hours of the morning in Pennsylvania with two young men in their early 20s in which they were both knocked unconscious. So I don't know if there was insufficient evidence or what exactly.
Yeah, the last I heard, there was the cell phone had the video of what happened, and that's why he was going down.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, oops, he's not.
Well, there was a former teammate that told TMZ that he was like, I know Revis's voice, and that's not his voice. And he like completely vouched for him, even though they're not even that close of friends. And he was like, I've looked at that video. I heard that video. I replayed it a million times. That's not Revis's voice. So it may not be him. I don't know what the latest is. I didn't look at the update because it's been a while, but
first
that's what
update
his former teammate said.
From Sports Illustrated Online says, all charges dismissed against Darrell Revis. Four-time Pro Bowler arrived for his court date in Pittsburgh, stemming from a fight involving two other men February the 12th. He was charged with aggravated assault at the time, robbery, and other crimes. He and his attorney have maintained overall he never punched anyone. He did not get in an altercation. He has now been cleared of all charges. So, I mean, I guess good for him if he didn't do it because he's a free agent. Because the Jets cut him and he's got to find a place to play. I know the Steelers had said they had no interest. And I think a lot of teams were going to say that right off the bat because they didn't want to deal with all this. So at least now the guy can go and try and find a place to play next year. And then the question becomes, is he a safety or is he a corner? Because the Jets had said even if they were going to keep him, they were thinking about moving him to safety. A lot of it had to do with his hip turn, of course. Hip turn. But at the same time, you want Darrell Revis on your team right now?
Yeah.
But I think it depends on the price.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
I think for the right price.
On the Texans?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of guys that should be knocking. Not a team should knock on his door and kick. Look, my Green Bay Packers should kick the tires and say, we want to talk to you because they got no one back there. There should be teams now that he's cleared, that take a good hard look at Darrell Revis and say, if you still want to play and you want to win and you want to prove yourself, if you're not going to price yourself out of the market, there should be some teams that at least check him out.
Yeah. 31, he's still got some he still has a few years left in him.
Yeah.
He can still play, and especially now that he's avoided any you know serious issues.
Right.
As far as jail time goes. I mean, he didn't have he had what? He only had one interception last year. Okay.
Never mind. Did he play all 16 games?
I was thinking 2015. He played in 15 games. In 2015 he had five interceptions.
Was there any truth to the fact that the best time at the combine actually got Revis Island?
What?
Did you hear about that?
No, I don't know what that
Adidas
means.
And you had to be an Adidas guy.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
If you had the fastest time at the combine, you got an island.
You had to be wearing the Adidas.
Yeah,
shoes,
but the guy that got the fastest time had Nike.
Nike's
so.
Dummy. I know you're not a big fan of the World Baseball Classic, Joel.
No, I love baseball, but
have you been watching?
I just haven't been watching it, no.
Oh, you guys are missing out. I know, Nick, you haven't been watching the World Baseball Classic.
Now, what gave you that indication that Nick wasn't watching?
Last night, someone asked me about it because I was raving about the game. It was Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic playing, And someone's like, can you believe the amount of stars? And I likened it to, yeah, it's literally like getting a bonus all-star game, but one that's ultra competitive. Like, both of these teams really want to win. And last night's game was a lot of fun, man. Like, the amount of talent on both sides, a lot of hitting. I mean, the pitching was good, but it's just the number of bats in each lineup is ridiculous. And one of the, like, John Smoltz said it best, it's the equivalent of a no-look pass, I guess, in baseball. But Javier Baez tagged out Nelson Cruz on a throw by Yadier Molina. So they baited Cruz basically into it, as John Smoltz described it. But basically, no one was holding Nelson Cruz on. And so he just took off running. Yadier Molina throws him out. But as Javier Baez, who's known for making spectacular tags and getting outs that he probably shouldn't even be getting at second base, he's pointing to Yadier Molina before he has the ball, and he doesn't even look the ball into his glove. He's literally celebrating as he catches it, and he's looking at Molina as Cruz slides into his glove.
Yeah.
It was literally the ultimate showboat from second base. It's the only way you could showboat on a throw out to second. Like, literally. And it was nasty. There's some good baseball being played, man. Carlos Beltran looks like he's having a lot of fun. Carlos Correa is just hot-dogging, and he's just having a blast, man. It's good to see, you know, some competitive baseball out of these guys this early on.
And I think it's fun, too, simply because of the fact that you get to see these guys show out a little bit. You know that Bryce Harper started it and Correa got on board with it, where post-game interviews they were wearing the hats, make baseball fun again.
Yeah.
Where they want to have a little bit more fun with the game and a little less of the unwritten rules come back to haunt them. Like, if you do something like that, you're going to get, you know, dotted the next day.
Yep.
And, you know, and targeted. And this is the kind of showcase where they get to do that.
Listen to this lineup. Let me just read you the lineup last night that in a game that you guys missed between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. On the Puerto Rico side, Angel Pagan, Lindor, Correa, Beltran, Molina, Baez, Rosario, Rivera, and Fuentes.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, and then the Dominican Republic, Segura, Machado, Cano, Bautista, Santana, Nelson Cruz, Adrian Beltre is batting seventh, then Polanco and Castilla.
It's pretty salty.
Dude!
Yeah.
That's all-star game type lineups in baseball that you're getting for, you know, bonus out there. I'm telling you, I know it's March Madness and I'm watching it too, but when you get these kind of matchups between like Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, if you get, you know, a USA Dominican Republic, go watch it, man. It's good baseball.
And it's available on, because I saw, is MLB Network carrying it?
I have it on UVerse. Yeah, it's all on, okay. MLB Network.
Yeah, because I saw that they were teasing in the corner of the screen 40 minutes until the start of that game, but I was bouncing around at the NCAA game, so
yeah.
I was caught up in basketball last night. I know that's shocking to some people, but I watched do love both. Baseball.
What so. I did is I watched the first basketball game, and then I recorded the second one, watched the baseball game, and then watched that second basketball game, and it was, I'm glad I put that off because I started dozing off on that one.
Yeah, but that game just never amounted to what it was supposed to. I mean, it was always close, but it was just like, meh.
Yeah.
And to wrap up the Rivas story, it says, the reason why Rivas no longer faces charges, it seems that the testimony of his friend, Rashawn Bolton, appears to have led to the decision. Rivas objected to being filmed with a phone by one of the two men who wound up unconscious after being punched in the face. Neither they nor a witness identified Rivas as the man who actually punched them, and there was another unidentified man on the scene. At Wednesday's court hearing, Bolton identified himself as both that person and the person that punched both guys.
Oh.
So there you have it.
So we got a little...
so it wasn't me, Shaggy.
Fall guy
type
thing.
It wasn't me.
All right. Uh-oh.
Quick Nick. On the turntables.
Little Scarface. Yeah.
Never seen a man cry. Classic.
I like it.
Anything Scarface. Almost anything.
You can't
Scarface.
Go wrong with anything Scarface.
Steve Francis is guy, man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Didn't I go with My Block like week one? I don't remember if I did, but that's my favorite Scarface song.
That's the thing that I gotta start. We gotta save. We gotta save all of our lists too to make sure we don't have repeat.
Yeah, that's cheating if you repeat. Which, like, I know you would do, Joel.
Here we go. Other free agency news: Dante Hightower, $43.5 million, 19 guaranteed to return to the Patriots. I was hoping he'd go to the Jets just so he wouldn't go back to the Patriots. But the rich keep getting richer in both the case of Hightower and the Patriots. We can also recap at some point the rest of free agency. But in case you're wondering, the Texans have not done anything more.
Not a thing. I was looking at a list of all the moves and the money spent. Texans, zero. Yep. No moves, no money spent.
On, and Tony Romo.
Incoming free agents. They've re-signed their own.
Tony Romo's still sitting there still trying waiting. To think of his next YouTube
still
video.
Still waiting.
So we'll see. We're all still waiting. You have to wait for about 2-3 minutes, and there'll be much more show right around the corner after DJ Nick continues to spin the wax here on ESPN 97.5. Imagine peace on this earth
when there's no grief. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick rolled into the parking garage with his car lowered, yeah, but bouncing, with curb feelers and white
walls. I
totally
want a car like that. I'm not even joking.
Old school.
Yeah.
Coolio. You were Coolio today. You were rolling in. Fresh.
I would totally rock a car like that.
White walls. Oh, yeah.
Braids. 7 braids that's poking up out of your
first
head.
First of all, the braids part of it is out
the
of the
braids part ain't
the
happening.
That's out of the realm.
We'll get you a wig with some braids in it.
A braid wig?
Yeah. They sell a hat that's a visor that's got hairs coming out of the visor.
One.
We could get those. You could rock that.
No. I freak relatives of mine out. I have a Packer visor that has blonde hair spiked coming out of the top of it. Yeah, I used to wear it, and my mom would like, what in the hell did you do to your hair?
Yeah. By the way, Nestor Carmona's already flipped. He's now anointed you the winner, Nick.
No surprise to me.
And he
course.
Hasn't even listened to my set list yet. By the way, if you guys are out there wondering what the hell we're talking about, it's Way Back Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we come up with our own set list for an hour. So Joel went with hour number one. He brought it. He came strong with it. Nick is doing hour number two. I'll be doing hour number three. And then we want you guys to vote and tell us who you think won, who had the best old school mix. The rules are the songs have to be from before the year 2000. That's the only rule we really have. I mean, other than that, you can cheat, as Joel has obviously done.
Here we go.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to tell you guys, let's rodeo Houston. Win a pair of tickets to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to see Houston's own ZZ Top Tuesday, March 21st. At NRG Stadium, experience great music, wild rodeo action, shopping, a huge carnival, and more. Tickets are $18. You can get them at RodeoHouston.com. But you can win a pair right now to see ZZ Top March 21st. Caller number 5, 713-780-3776. Caller number 5, you win 2 tickets March 21st, ZZ Top. You can't beat that.
No.
This is brought to you by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Hey, here's the other thing, gang.
Can't beat that.
As Barry and I mentioned, kind of as a refresher after 1 hour in the books, we are not going to be on 97.5 the next 2 days because we are going to be carrying all the NCAA games. But we are going to be on the air, but you can only get us online. So you got to go to ESPN975.com and listen live on your computer. Or once you're on the site, ESPN975.com, just download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere. You can take us when you go out of town. We get texts and calls and messages from people all the time that said, hey, I went on a road trip and I'm in California or New York or Wisconsin or wherever, and I'm listening to you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
But for the next 2 days, if you want to, you know, stay connected to the show like we know you do, we will not be on the radio waves, but we will be online. So
starting tomorrow,
get the app and listen online.
Beer Man Greg asked on Twitter, why aren't I hearing F-bombs since y'all are on the app? Well, we are on the app. We're always on the app. But today we're also on the air broadcasting over the airwaves, so we can't. Starting tomorrow, as Joel just said, Greg, when we'll be able to cuss. And Joel, I have a feeling, is going to be filthy.
No. But we will be able to be streaming and screaming tomorrow. But when we're streaming and on the air, that is why we cannot partake in the George Carlin words and more.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
And you too, Nick. Do you guys, so we've had to fill out multiple brackets. So despite what the people might think and my faux outrage at paying $20 for the bracket, I joined that bracket. Mm-hmm. I'm in the station's bracket as well. By the way, you can go to, is it galmedia.com/brackets?
Brackets. I was just going to say that.
Don't forget the S, galmedia.com/brackets and sign up, compete against Joel, me, Nick, AJ, Fred, Raheel, John, Raheel, yeah. The whole Jong is in it. Liebeschock, Tyler,
it's free.
Everybody, yeah, it's free, and you can compete against this, and then you can get your ass whooped by me. Is basically what it comes down to. You can let me, the guy that doesn't watch college basketball, beat all you so-called expert smart guys that have watched it all,
okay,
and then
numbers, yeah.
Come in here talking noise. To come get whooped by me. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, do you guys use the same bracket?
I do not.
So you do a different bracket every time. That doesn't make sense to me.
So here's what I did. So it's essentially the same bracket, but if there were games that I was on the fence on, I might switch one or two games. But
hedging your bet, basically?
Yeah. Okay. Like, the first thing I asked John when I came in this morning to pay for my bracket for our internal bracket was, can you do more than one? Because what I used to do in the pools that I was in was when I got down to those six teams that you thought could win it,
yeah.
I would submit two or three brackets with different winners because it gives you a better chance to take the money. And to be honest, it was effective because I won more.
So you could do that towards the end and not at the beginning?
No. I'm saying I had essentially the same winners all the way through till I got to like the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8.
Uh-huh.
And then if it's a tight game, like say Arizona, Duke or something like that.
Okay.
You know, in one bracket, I'd have Duke advancing. In the other one, I'd have Arizona.
Cheating.
It's not cheating. It's winning is what it's called. Winning. All I do is win.
Cheaters win.
Well, last time I checked, you're sitting there in the L column still. And even if you could somehow survive after hour number three to get your first dub, it doesn't feel like I feel like Nick feels because all we do is win. That's what at the end of the day, if I get handed an envelope in unmarked bills full of cash,
yeah,
I don't care what you call it. I call it winning.
Yeah. No, cheaters can win. Absolutely. That's why you cheat is to win. I mean, that was my whole point. And
if you're not winning and you're not trying to, and cheating isn't part of the game, then you're not trying hard enough.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
I'll fill out one bracket, and then for like show programming purposes, if I, you know, obviously my bracket breaks every year, so then I refill out, you know, from each round I'll refill out another one just so when I'm talking on the air.
That's pretty smart.
But other than that, I just fill one bracket.
Yeah, when you're competing or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I did. Like, I did my first bracket. We were going to do one for game day, and then we decided we weren't going to do that. But I went ahead and filled it out, and that's the one I used for the ESPN at galmedia.com/brackets. And that's the one I used for the $20 challenge, whatever, that AJ started. So that's the bracket I'm rolling with no matter what. But I know some people that do like what Joel says, where, you know, in one pool you'll have one bracket, and in another pool you'll have another one just to hedge your bets. And I just feel like if you do that, then you're basically, you don't have confidence in any of the picks you have, because I think you either think this team is going to win or they're not, and that's who you roll with in each of the rounds. And I get what you're saying.
So to be honest, this year I just did one in each one, and I have the same winner in both. Both pool. I mean,
but you have different picks in other rounds.
No,
on the two?
Just early on. This. Remember how I told you how I thought every 10 had a chance?
Yeah,
there was a couple where I thought they did, and then a couple I was like, maybe not. So,
okay, all right. Well, I guess that makes sense. It'll be interesting to see which one do you think is more accurate, the Gal Media one,
the $20 one.
The one for money?
Yeah. I'm not stupid.
So you just mailed it in for the one on the Gal Media bracket, huh?
You can't mail it in on that one because there's going to be guys talking crap. And I almost did break the rule right there. But there's going to be plenty of listeners talking crap if I crap the bed. So therefore, I had to make sure I paid equal attention. But anything to do with money, I'm going to make sure I pay a little extra.
Okay. Uh-oh, look at Nick coming with the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. A little summertime.
You gonna do the backup singing for this, Nick?
What?
I mean, I could attempt to, but you probably will not enjoy it.
I think you should as soon as you can.
I will not attempt it on the air.
You just said you could.
Summertime!
Oh, God.
Nick, that was terrible. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, right.
See how we are inevitably, Nick, we know every part and what it looks like under a bus. Because he throws us under one every day.
Oh, yeah, he does. Very
so weird. That was the weirdest setup.
Yeah, it was a little obscure, but it was all good.
It also connected at the end. So there you go. We are the speed bumps of this show.
We see a Quentin.
Yeah, Quentin, we do see you. We're going to get to you. You want to talk a little college hoops? It is Barry's favorite sport of all time this week.
All time. Lifelong fan this week.
So we're going to get you in here next if you guys want to join the show. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. It's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with the K. We're here till 4. We're at the halfway point. We got plenty more show. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just me and you and the man on the moon. Let this groove for a while. Now, baby, don't you look at me. Look at me. Let me tell you something right now. That's Thomas Rhett. Those are sultry sounds. The song is called Make Me Wanna. I don't know who stole from who, but both of them are artistic geniuses. Whether he got it from Usher or Usher got it from him, they sound eerily similar. But if you want to catch Thomas Rhett tonight, he's on the main stage right after the rodeo. That means you can catch an entire evening, including Thomas Rhett and rodeo action, for just $18. It's time to rodeo, Houston, and all you've got to do is go to rodeohouston.com for your tickets. $18 gets you a ticket that gets you to see Thomas Rhett tonight, rodeo action. Walk around and do some shopping, get some great food, little carnival for the kids, or maybe on a date night. It's a perfect way to spend your evening. $18 gets you in the door. It's rodeohouston.com. You got about 2 weeks left, so there's going to be plenty of other opportunities. But get there now. Reserve your tickets. rodeohouston.com. Oh, you like it that much, do you? We can make this part of your playlist if you want. We can make a special exception.
I've never heard of him until today, but, it's not a bad tune.
Meanwhile, Barry Manilow over here is going absolutely nuts with the stage show.
No, that's not.
No, that's not appropriate.
No. All right. No. I thought I would maybe throw that in
if
there.
If they could have seen you flailing your arms all over the place. And
I think we know who the best dancer is on this show.
Nick.
Me.
That's very debatable.
What?
Very debatable.
What?
You had one person tell you.
Are you challenging
you,
me to a dance-off?
One person told off? You you're a good dancer, and now you think you're the best dancer.
Dude, you see
on the
what
show.
He does, too? Everything's a challenge.
Pants off, dance off, Nick. Here we go.
You know he's coming out banana hammock at all just to win the dance-off, and he'll stuff.
I hope. You know what I hope? I hope that Revelry on Richmond has Dance Revolution, because then it's on. You and me.
You're just going to embarrass Joel is what you're going to do.
No. You're going to come
down
there.
How are you going to do that when I ain't participating? This is between you two.
I'm going to dance revolution your face off. That's what's going to happen.
This started at the big Texas party between you two.
Yeah. Except it was weird because he tried to freak on me. He tried to roll
on me. I did not.
And I was like, bro, what are you doing? You've had too much whiskey.
I did not. I had plenty of whiskey, but I didn't do that.
You did have a lot of whiskey. Oh, boy.
Jeez.
I will say thank goodness for getting me. That was...
By the way, St. Patrick's Day coming up, too. Don't forget Get Me.
Yes.
With all the issues that Uber's been having, the one thing you don't have to worry about is any issues because of Get Me. Get Me is a phenomenal ride service.
Yeah.
They've taken care of us from Super Bowl on. Mike does a great job with his staff and all the guys that we've gotten to know. Big fans of Get Me. And so with St. Patrick's Day, because everybody's going to be out after work and cutting out a little early and getting their drink on, make sure you don't do the dumb thing and try and drink and drive. Designated driver, all you got to do is get to Get Me. Get Me will take care of the rest.
Hey, so. Scrooston wanted to know, does this mean I'll get to properly endorse his cider brand tomorrow on the stream? Yes. Yes, I will.
Actually, you can.
Yes. You text me the endorsement and I'll read it. Yes. I may have to clean it up a little because I'm going to still keep it rated R for some of the kids. It's not, we're not going XXX tomorrow. But yes, Scrooston, send me your cider plug and I will read it. Barry, you definitely got snubbed for the win today since Nick stole Fat Pat from you, Justin. Actually, it wasn't Nick.
There we
it
go.
Was
that,
Joel.
That, there was credibility all over that
it
message.
It was Joel that stole it, but he knew it got stole from me. That's
First
what
of all,
he knows.
He
That's
didn't
what he
know
knows.
That it got stole.
He did. No. He did.
All we know is that you have been like cramming since last week to try and all,
I had to wash that filth off
compiling.
Me. I had to wash the filth off me from last week. That was dirty. Somebody said, when I was a teenager in my early 20s listening to Summertime, the song that Nick played going his DJ Jazzy Just Summertime, made me think of all the great things that were going to happen that summer. Parties, beaches, bikinis. Now?
Virginity.
In my late 30s, it reminds me of heat and high energy bills. Sucks getting old. That's from USA Mike. Yeah, I would agree. I don't listen to that song and think the same thing anymore. Now I think, oh, God, here comes a $800 water bill because I've got a water in August. That's what I think now for the summer. Summer sucks. Summer can go to hell. Give me the winter or give me death.
I will say this. The beauty of living in Midtown,
mm-hmm.
No water bill. That was great.
Really?
Yeah. It was no water bill.
Why?
On my, it was fantastic. I don't know, something with my HOA, but it was fantastic.
It's probably included in your light bill, sewer bill?
Yeah, because you're
sometimes,
probably...
Sometimes your water sewer will be combined.
So then they redid the floodplain,
mm-hmm.
and even they said you might get a little... Even still, we got like $7 a month. Yeah. I'm like, that's easy.
Somebody just texted and said, what happened to the 97.5 track and field day? And you know what, Joel? We forgot
what is
about that.
Oh,
that was that drunk Olympics.
No, that wasn't, it wasn't track and field day. We were going to do
drunk
field the combine.
Yeah, drunk. No, we were going to do drunk field day. Remember, we challenged the Blitz to that we could beat them. Like at the started off, by the way.
We've had all kinds of challenges that
have
gone
thing,
by the way.
That whole thing just started off by saying that I think we could beat them. And then somehow it turned into an entire drunk field day idea that I think is probably going to happen at some point this summer. Although we should make it happen in the spring. I don't want to be out there.
I was just thinking after you said heat. Let's do it in 100-degree heat.
I don't want to do it in August. I don't want Fred to die. Fred's a friend of mine. He's too old. You can't get him out there in that heat.
He bikes.
Not in August. He bikes with an umbrella hat. You ever seen those?
Jeez.
I don't want that to happen to him. But
I bet his crash helmet is one of those that has a can, room for a can on either side, and the straw that goes down.
He probably has a jar of Whitmire's, like moonshine style, on each side with the straw coming through. No doubt. That is Frederick. That is Frederick for sure.
Quentin's been holding a while. He wants to talk college basketball. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Quentin? How's it going, man?
Hey, man, you guys are hilarious. Hey, man, I'm just curious. Hey, can your listeners get in on that $20 bracket that y'all have going on there?
I think so. I think it's open. Let me do this. Quentin, let me check with AJ when he gets here. And then if it is, follow me on Twitter at @BarryIsFunny. And after the show, I'll tweet out a link so that you guys can sign up and pay the $20. I don't know if you can or can't. I don't know how you would do that and get the money. But if you can, I'll tweet the link out. Just go follow me.
All right, cool. Hey, I was also going to ask you, who do you have right now in the Final Four?
See, that'd be giving it away. I'm going to wait on mine till the brackets are official.
Now okay, who's okay, now okay. Who's ultra competitive, Joel?
Who? Wait, first of all, when did that headline change? That's always been the case.
Another one I was going to tell you.
Quentin, I'll tell you who mine are. Quentin, I'll tell you who my Final Four are.
Mount St. Mary.
I have Villanova, West Virginia, and Louisville, Kentucky. That's my Final Four.
Hmm. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Someone just got paid.
Huh?
Someone got paid. Next time, just donate to charity. Go ahead, Quentin. I'm sorry.
Hey, I also had a comment. You were asking yesterday. I was trying to give you guys a call yesterday, but yesterday. How does Barry get into college basketball? You know, you actually got to attend one of the universities that has a good program, man.
Bro, I went to Lone Star. We didn't even have intramural basketball. Are you kidding me?
They got it now.
They do? Well, what are they making, the all Houston bracket? Like they have some sort of community college bracket that I'm missing?
But haven't you seen when
Lone
they
Star
do that?
What is it? Or whatever?
What's the magazine that comes out with all the recruit? It's like Vipe or something like that. It
yeah,
comes out with
yeah,
a Vipe magazine.
Yeah.
And then they have the 5-star recruits all the way down to the Lone Star.
The Lone Star recruits?
Yeah, the Lone Star recruits are there. Are the kids getting an education that might play some pickup rock on the side.
Someone always tells me, I forget what the mascot is, but it's like an aardvark or a goat or something. I have no idea what the hell it is. Like an anteater. I don't know. But yeah, it's the Lone Star something-somethings. I don't know.
Nick, weren't you a Lone Star All-American?
Absolutely not. Went to the H. Proud University of Houston Cougar.
Yeah. You're the only one with a good education on this show.
For a minute there, I thought you were playing Kenny G, too, but that was...
R.I.P. Pimp C.
Yeah, man.
Yes, Pimp C. DJ Nick and Pimp C.
Nick is winning.
Back in the day, like you were saying, Barry.
Yeah.
If you were driving what at that time was a sweet car that now might just be a rusty, dusty clunker car, working or not. Well, now would be the time to donate it because Houston Can's Cars for Kids program is in need of cars working or not, and boats and RVs and motorcycles and trucks, trailers, etc. You can donate them. You get a tax deduction. They do the paperwork. They send a tow truck. They come and get it. You're completely clear, and you have a tax deduction, and you get a $50 gift card, and they do the rest to help kids in Houston get a quality education. These kids might not have done the right thing the first time with their opportunity to get schooled, but now they're going back to school and they may need some help. They may need book money, glasses, hot meals, bus fare, things like that. Well, the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program does just that, and it runs because of you. Whether your car runs or not, all you got to do is donate it. You pick up the phone, you call 225-4226, or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They come pick it up with a tow truck, fill out the paperwork, give you the deduction, and then make sure the resources are used to help the kids. It's a fantastic program, and like I said, Houston owned and operated and also benefiting just the kids in Houston, Texas. Therefore, you are giving back to your community. Again, pick up the phone, make a donation right off the top, $50 gift card. So the process starts with a positive and it keeps rolling from there. As always, in the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, the slug line is the truth, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I could never turn my back. This, for the radio though,
this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, you about it?
Nick brought it. But here's the thing. That's why we're going to have to do genre specifics eventually.
Why? Because
you got to make sure that you have musical, your musical knowledge spreads across genres. But Nick brought it strong today.
He came ham.
Yeah. Are you worried? Because you got the final hour?
No. No. Mine's just fine.
I mean, fifth place 3 weeks in a row.
I even have a rock and roll song that I feel is going to be all right.
All right.
Final countdown?
Nope. No.
No?
I don't know how he won with that garbage in there.
That's what I said. He came with the Altuve on the leadoff spot, but he had Jay Buhner in his 40s batting at the end, but no one cared.
I think I had Back in Black, too.
You did? You? Yes, you did.
I did. In last week's Way Back Wednesday.
Angus and the boys were trying to pull the anchor load for you. I don't know how that worked for you, but you won. Supposedly. Based on the Russian judge, Nestor Carmona, and others.
Scott Adirbark said after hearing my final four, he's in. He wants to throw some money in there.
That's what I said.
And that his bracket name is going to be Barry Sucks. That's fine. Bring it. By the way, I did go ask Jong. No, the money bracket that we have, that's like for our office only. So, unfortunately, the $20 bracket is not open to listeners. But I have the same picks in both brackets, so you can go to galmedia.com/brackets and enter. And then if you want to call your team Barry Sucks or whatever, that's fine, too.
Then make side wagers with your listeners. Just, Scott and Deer Park, make a side wager. No. You and I could make one of our big money wagers that we always make.
Are you kidding me? I spend a week watching college basketball. I'm not betting on that. No way. That's
you
why
love
I
it.
That's why it is. Lifelong fan this week. Lifelong
this
fan.
This week.
This
yeah.
week.
What that's about right. next week when we get down to the Sweet 16?
Look, Nestor Carmona, what a sellout. Save your list for next week, Barry. Pimp yeah. C sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Now you're just pandering, then he Nick. Said, that's what you're doing. You're pandering.
I'm just dominating
Nestor.
Like I did
no,
last week.
You're pandering to dominating. Nestor. He's the only one that said that
Joel
you're dominating.
I don't agree either, but look.
We just recapped two rock and roll songs that aren't even really yeah. good rock and roll songs
you
that you threw in
there. Can't dominate with Final Countdown? That's a Geico commercial, for Christ's sake.
You're mad at the audience. You're mad at the listeners.
The five people that voted said you won.
Oh, now it's just five people.
That was it.
I'm not sure all five went your way anyway.
Huh?
But I'm not sure all five went your way anyway, but just on the fact that Barry made a comment just there that reminded me that we're going to be just on stream for the next 2 days, starting tomorrow.
What'd I say?
It was borderline.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
I missed it.
Yeah, it's you both over there, but I'm not going to say it now. All I'm going to say is that for the next 2 days, because of the tournament and the fact that we're talking about the tournament, download the app.
247. We got to go back and find out what I said.
It was. I can tell you what you said.
What?
You said the C word of the JC.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, there. Now, well, I thought now
you
have it.
It had to be the two words, right?
It depends on how it's used.
It has to be the two words.
But I hope you're right. Anyway, and now your boy, I think, looks like he wants to call and talk to you personally. We are going to be only on the stream the next 2 days, and yes, all bets are off. We can say whatever we want. Commercials are going to be Raheel singing songs of the 90s. We're going to be on location at Revelry on Richmond. So you can either stop in and see us during the regular show hours on Thursday and Friday. I think the whole lineup is going to be making appearances there doing the shows from there.
Yeah.
But just make sure that you have the app. So many people are sending in tweets now talking about how great it is to have the app and take us with them when they go. You know, one guy moved to California, listens to us every day. So download the app for your phone so you can take us anywhere. And then make sure when you're listening at work, you can listen on the stream, ESPN975.com.
Nick, do you have anything not rap or close to Houston related in your list?
See, that's what I was saying.
Huh? I mean, because you're literally now just pandering to the crowd. By doing that.
So now I'm cheating.
Yeah. No, you're not cheating. You're pandering. There's a big difference.
Cheating, Nick.
Joel cheated. You're pandering. Do you have anything not Houston rap related?
I mean, my last song is another rap song. It's not Houston rap related, but it's a rap song.
What is it? What is it?
It's DMX's
That's fine.
Rough Riders anthem.
That's good. Are you sure that was prior to 2000?
1998.
Ooh,
I was close. I wasn't
close.
Sure myself.
That would have been an instant DQ right there.
Yeah, you'd have blown it on the last one.
I'm start looking
one.
Up y'all songs and make sure.
Do it. Please do. Please do.
All I literally do, I have two playlists that I pull from. Old school hip hop and golden era hip hop. And that's what I know. I know the age on all those because that's all prior to 2000. So I'm not worried about that at all.
All right.
It's the rock and roll you might get me on if I try to do something silly. But
I would have been singing DQ.
Yeah,
that's what I hate about Texas. Had all the Houston songs, and then oops, had one after 2000.
Somebody texted in and said Johnny G almost murdered Trey because of our antics yesterday. Classic Radio, where we made him go put his Johnny's vest on.
Yeah, and then he didn't even know. And then today again, we were telling him that he had left, and he was like, "Yeah, you got it. Where is it?" He's looking all over for it, and then he looks and he goes, "Oh, yeah, it's in my hand. I got it." We're like, "Okay, John. So that old age and that ARP card is coming in the mail pretty soon."
Okay, that's it. I love Nick now playing Pimp C. He's all right in my book. Pandering.
Nick, haters gonna hate, bro.
Pandering.
Just tell him. You said it even the first week when you lost. All you do is win.
I mean, we still got 1 hour to go, so I don't want to be premature about my comments.
If you roll in on Monday and you got the Coolio dreads stuck to your head.
That won't happen.
That would be a good look, by the way. Speaking of good looks, did you get that picture in the break?
Yeah. Are you going to tweet that out of me, my sweater vest?
Oh, yeah, I am.
My sweater vest?
I was going to mention producer T. Scott.
Trying to keep warm.
Yeah, Tyler again messing with the thermostat, and it's like the frozen tundra in here.
Bro.
And Barry found a new way to stay warm.
We're literally all going to bring in jackets and put this on about 40 one day. Mm-hmm. We're going to make that happen. We have to.
What's Dre? Dre's talking mess to you now.
Yeah, I know. Everyone is. What's new? I mean, really, what's new? This is the daily occurrence. Scott's on the phone wanting to talk mess. I mean, this is what this has come down to. This is just, there should be a bracket on,
we
on
also,
everyone
what
that
we
talks
should
mess
do is
to
we
me.
Should designate who can judge otherwise, because like now Nestor's saying, well, I got to wait to hear Barry's before I give you my official vote.
That's right, because he wants tickets to my next show,
no,
which is
you
tomorrow.
Know why? Because he's the Russian judge, so therefore he's going to vote several times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's also going to break in and change the electronic votes.
Probably.
Okay. So, almost two in the books and 1 hour to go. World Baseball Classic on your menu again tonight, Barry?
In between the games, of course. Okay. I don't mind doing that. That's I'll record it. What?
You're open to him?
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care.
Your first reaction was no. Okay. Scott's been holding. Scott wants to talk about a bet with Barry, which I like because I suggested it.
Not happening. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How y'all are?
Good, man. Long time no talk.
How you been, buddy?
Yeah, man. Hey, cool. No, Barry, With that Final Four, I will bet you the honorary dollar.
A dollar?
Okay, Mortimer.
A dollar. A gentleman's dollar.
So you want
to
bet
it? When I beat your ass, you're going to have to write on that dollar bill, Scott is the man, I suck.
Wait a minute. And then what, you're going to take this and tweet it out to how many followers? Like, do
no, I? No, I will put it up in my man cave. I'll put a little.
Wait.
Store,
so get, now, how do we
I'll
judge
go
this?
To the dollar store, get a little frame for it.
Are we judging it based on who had the most right in the Final Four?
No total we'll do points. It. Well, your bracket's up and my bracket's up. We'll just go with what the final score is.
You get points, yeah, total points, because you get points for every win in every round.
Oh, so you? Yeah. I thought he was just talking about who the Final Four only.
No,
he's
the whole
just
bracket
like based on.
The,
oh,
no,
okay.
I mean,
oh,
bracket,
you're on, okay,
I'm,
you're on.
Yeah, I'm
bracket,
a lifelong fan like
pick.
You.
Okay.
I figured this out a week ago. See, I'm a lifelong fan yeah too. So.
All right, you're on.
Scott, I was thinking the dangly earring would be part of this. Like, if Barry loses, he's got to wear the dangly...
Oh, really? No, I'm not.
The dangly earring for a week.
I did have my ear pierced at one point. I don't want to have to go back.
Scott has the LT,
I know,
the
I know.
LT earring.
Scott, are you in the ESPN bracket? Have you already entered?
He set us up.
I'm on the Gal Media bracket. Yeah, I'm already okay in there. Like what? I said, my bracket is named Barry Sucks.
Okay, so you weren't lying. I thought you were just joking about that. All right. You're on. A $1.
If all right, my brother.
Now, here,
right,
here's man the deal. Whoa. What do I get? Hold on, Chief. You are
no,
right.
No. I mean, no.
It's a dollar bet straight up.
If I lose, I will do the same favor.
I don't want that.
I will write that Barry is the man.
No.
Scott and Deer Park sucks, and that's it.
No. I want something else. Let me think about what I get.
All right, what do you want, dude? What do you want?
Let me think about this. Before the end of the show, I will announce what I want, but it won't be more than a dollar. But you may have to tape a picture of something to the dollar. We'll see. Let me think.
All right, man.
Let
all right, think. Dude.
All right.
It's on, man.
Okay.
It's on.
All right,
be
Scott.
Good, Scott.
Right, thanks
bro
for the call, man.
I gotta
figure it out.
I know exactly what got him going on that of your Final Four.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
All right. We'll see.
There's your sleeper. You didn't even mention them as a sleeper, then you got them in the Final Four.
Dude, I walk up and down the ESPN hallway, and I see everyone's bracket has Villanova winning.
Not
stop
mine
it.
Not mine.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, everyone here is homer picks, so.
Okay. If I was a homer, I'd have Marquette meeting Wisconsin in the final. I'm not stupid.
Go look, though, like based off of like statistical anomalies of the previous brackets. You better not have all ones and twos up there, is all I'm telling you.
No, we already covered
some. You better find
yesterday or
you
Monday
better find
we covered
at
that
least a four to put in that Final Four somewhere.
Last time there were multiple ones was what, 2015?
2015 there were three. 15, other than that, there's been one. Yeah. One seed in the Final Four over since like 2008. Good very choice, nice. Nick. I gotta tell you, I think you're the leader in the clubhouse.
Are you lying to me right now?
No. I think you're the leader in the clubhouse.
I haven't been paying attention to
here's
why.
His old school was more old school. I'll give you that. Joel's old school was traditional blue collar,
right,
good old fashioned old school. But you pandered to the Houston listeners so much that it still worked because you played. You're probably all out. Your H-Town hip hop knowledge and bank is probably empty now. Like, you got nothing left.
Oh, you are not going
to
say that
left
to me.
I tell you what.
You are not going to say that
to me. I tell you
me
what. I'm going to come in there and I'm going to change my first song. I'm going to whoop one down and I'm going to play a song that I guarantee you've never heard of, but old school H-Town hip hop aficionados will know this.
Okay.
It's on now.
Lance Erlein will be on line one. So Barry Laminax, way back Wednesday, is the final hour of the show. Two down, one to go. Plenty more to get to. If you haven't seen the tweet, hit at the producer Nick to see Barry being engulfed from behind by the love bear.
I'm keeping warm.
It's Bear and the love bear snuggleberrying on Nick's post. We are here till 4. Plenty more to get to. ESPN 97.5. All about the papers. For the
papers and that one of. Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.